This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. South Florida is a hub for artists, but artists, like many other working professionals in this region, often find they're priced out of housing they can afford. And add to that, many artists also have to pay rent for separate commercial spaces where they create. The city of Lake Worth is trying to respond to both of those needs in a new home buying program specifically for artists. Cynthia Pritchard is 39. She's a writer, and during the day, she works at a store selling hurricane impact windows. For the past 10 years, she's been living at home with her parents in Delray Beach.
Because I can't afford to live anywhere. I couldn't find a place.
In her early 20s, she bought a trailer and lived on her own in a mobile home park in Boynton Beach. Then the park's owner started to raise the rent for the lot it stood on. Pritchard, like many mobile homeowners, didn't own the land her home was on.
And then you have insurance to pay because, you know, if you're in a trailer, it's really expensive. So I had to sell that, and there was nowhere that was even close to the price that I was paying even with the trailer.
Then she moved to Vero Beach, where she rented a small apartment. But after a couple years there, she got priced out again. So she went back home to her parents.
It was very hard because it's when you have your independence and you think everything's going great and you're responsible, or you try to be, and then life gets hard.
Pritchard was able to save some money while living at home with her parents. And she said she wanted to see if it was possible to maybe own a home. But looking at the local market, she had her doubts.
Some places that used to be, you could buy them for $70,000 are now $200,000 or $300,000. I mean, it's a lot of money. And unless you're making, I don't know how people afford it, but they have homes that have to pay $3,000, $2,000 a month on a mortgage.
Her budget to buy a home was $125,000 or less. Pritchard's realtor was riding around Lake Worth when she came across signs for brand new three-story townhomes built for artists.
I thought, wow, they look really cool, three-story.
When Reyes looked up the price for the townhome, she was surprised.
I thought it was a typo. It was $120,000. And I thought, oh my word.
$120,000. And it wasn't a typo. The low price is exactly what the project's developer was aiming for. Terry Murray is the executive director for Neighborhood Renaissance. It's a nonprofit that focuses on economic development and housing affordability.
The cost for the artist to purchase the home is way below what it cost us to develop the home.
She says their goal wasn't to make a profit. They teamed up with Lake Worth's Community Redevelopment Agency, or CRA, to build the eight homes that make up the Art Lofts of West Village. The land the project was built on was donated by Lake Worth, and Palm Beach County helped the homeowners with substantial down payment assistance and subsidies.
It's very hard to make the moon and the stars align so you can, you know, be stable and have a place to live and also a place to work.
She says this model is a team effort to create long-term stability for artists. Joan Oliva is the executive director of Lake Worth's CRA. To make sure the homes remain for artists, they have deed restrictions for 15 years.
And if they are sold within that time frame, they have to be sold to another artist, and they have to be within a certain income range, low to moderate, in order for the new buyer to purchase it.
And after that 15 years, all restrictions are lifted. Cynthia Pritchard shows me the first floor of the three-story townhome she now has under contract to buy. It's empty, but she has a vision.
There, and a little sofa here, and a little sofa here, so that if you want to come in, you can sit down and read.
The first floor will be her writer's studio. She plans to host readings here and wants to use the space to showcase other artists. After she accounts for the down payment assistance she'll receive, her mortgage will be $1,100 a month. That's about how much it costs to rent a one-bedroom apartment in the area. She says this program is the reason she can become a homeowner.
So I could have never had something like this without that.
I'm Nadege Green in Miami.